It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to you for listening, because if you're not here, there is no show. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158. A smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We are everywhere, every way, every how. And we've already had a full show. You can consider this to be halftime of the show. You can also say that we are almost exactly 24 hours away from the start of the NFL season opening up in Kansas City as the Ravens make their way to see the team that stops them over and over again more recently from going to the Super Bowl. This is like NFL Eve. Let's enjoy it. The phone number, if you want to holler at me, it's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And we've had a fun show so far already. We talked about Ja'Marr Chase practicing at work. How about that? Good for him. Showed up. Talked about the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk admitting he was doing a little too much and trying to get that contract. He got it. Talked about Trent Williams returning, really taking a look at Ricky Pearsall and saying, man, I need to show up and be with my guys and be an encouragement. Talked about some of the college football action, the changes in the AP Top 25. Talked about Caitlin Clark, the NFL game in Sao Paulo. We had a great chat with Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated Now. And he said, to the shock of no one, Kansas City Chiefs are going to look good this year. We know that. We got that. But what I'm about to share with you now, because it is Wednesday, is a new top six list. I want to talk to you not just about the top team, the defending Super Bowl champs. I want to talk with you about the other teams. I'm going to give you a top six list of the NFL teams I think have the best chances of winning the Vince Lombardi this year. And of course, maybe somebody will just kind of shoot out of nowhere and shock us all. But these are the teams that I feel strongly about. I think one of these teams is going to win the championship. And you know what? I'm in such a good mood, I'm not going to waste any more time. The NFL season is upon us. It's time for a top six list of NFL teams in 2024.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. NFL Eve, yes. I've decided to declare it a holiday. If the NFL wouldn't sue me, then I would just, you know, be selling hats and t-shirts that say NFL Eve. And I'd be in Kansas City right now, but I'm not. I'm here in Atlanta talking to the country doing a radio show. There's a lot of things that I'm looking forward to. Like the games tomorrow. Let's not waste any time. My top six NFL teams in 2024. Where are we starting?
Number six.
At number six, I'm starting in Texas. And no, I'm not starting with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm starting with the Houston Texans. The team that started a rookie quarterback last year. The team that sent out a rookie head coach and still went 10-7. This combination of CJ Stroud and D'Amico Ryans is going to continue to grow, especially when you think about the additions that they've had to this offense. They're bringing in a Joe Mixon. They're bringing in a Stephon Diggs, who has a whole lot to prove. I mean, you got Tank Dell, who got shot earlier this year. I don't know what it is with wide receivers getting shot. Wrong place, wrong time. You got Nico Collins. And then you bringing in Stephon Diggs. Oh, yeah, and that's right. They re-signed Dalton Schultz at tight end. It really wasn't a lie earlier this year when it's pretty much proclaimed that the Texans are probably going to be the best team in Texas. You know someone else who thinks that might be the case? No, J.J. Watt. Because he was on the Pat McAfee show earlier today. And the former Texan, the Texan legend, who might come out of retirement to play for him, maybe. He says the Lombardi Trophy may actually be in their reach this year.
Think about the teams they had last year and what they were able to accomplish and do. And what have they done since? They've added Stephon Diggs. They've added Joe Mixon. They've added Danielle Hunter, Autry, Aziz. They've added some of these guys to an already stacked team. They were able to keep their offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, during all the head coach carousel this offseason, which is a huge win, to be able to have CJ under the same offensive coordinator, adding more weapons. But I think the CJ and D'Amico, the demeanor that they have, the way that they attack each day, and the way that they lead that team, nobody's set up better to handle this type of hype and expectation than those guys.
Man, the Texans are built for the future. The Texans are built for the now, and they're built for the later. Do I think they're going to hoist the Vince Lombardi? I think they got the sixth best chance. What's the next number?
Number five.
Top six NFL teams in 2024. And number five, I think this is a team that's going to turn things around. And number five, this is a team that had issues last year. They fell apart. I think they've done the kumbayas. I think they've done the dance. I think they fired a few people. I think there's an understanding that things need to turn around. After going to a Super Bowl and then getting smacked out of the playoffs last year by the Buccaneers. And number five, yes, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. I think this is a team that is, must be real, they're still stacked. And unfortunately, they're missing out on Jason Kelce, who is retiring. We heard last week that their quarterback in Jalen Hurts is now going to take over more of the responsibility at the line of scrimmages and identifying coverage and motion. And let's be real, Nick Sirianni, he got to turn things around. They're going to fire that man. There's no way in hell you have all of this talent. There's no way in hell that you go into the draft and address a lot of the issues, specifically at cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. You bring in these young weapons. This team arguably might have as much talent, almost, if the linebackers stay healthy, as the 49ers. And I know they're going to be down in Brazil starting things off. The Eagles got to turn things around. You look at the weapons. A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith. Jalen Hurts is a weapon by himself. And they picked up Saquon Barkley. Got this man from the New York Giants. Even Saquon said, man, I can't wait to really get on the field with these guys.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Devontae show, the A.J. Brown show, the Jalen Hurts show, Dallas Goedert show, all those guys. Yeah, we put a lot of work in camp. Obviously, we didn't go out there in preseason, but we had great competition with our defense, and I think we got a great game plan, so I'm excited to go out there and try to execute.
Look at me. Look what type of jerk I am. I didn't even mention Dallas Goedert. Amongst all the offensive weapons, like, who thinks about him? That means he'll have, I don't know, 800 yards and 8 touchdowns because they're thinking about everybody else. The Eagles. I feel positive. Like you can't stink. You can't fall apart the way that they did last year. You can't have the inconsistencies in play the way that they did last year, this year. I think having Kellen Moore, Vic Fangio will help fix things. And Nick Sirianni, don't worry about your job. I got the Eagles number five on my list, top six NFL teams in 2024. What's the next number?
Number four.
Oh, this team is actually going to play tomorrow. This team is actually going to help open up the season. At number four, I'm giving you the Baltimore Ravens, okay? I love the defense for the Ravens. I don't love their wide receivers. I got to be honest. I love the fact that they brought in Derrick Henry. I love the fact that they have a guy who on any given season could just go out there and win MVP. But he has to win in the postseason. And that's why I have the Ravens here at number four, because every year, if Lamar Jackson is healthy, it's the same song and dance. But are you going to dance your way into the Super Bowl? That's it. Like, I don't care about no AFC championship game anymore. Are you going to tap dance? Are you going to run and slide into the Super Bowl? Lamar Jackson has lost weight. His head coach, John Harbaugh, has talked about Lamar that trying to build him into the greatest quarterback of all time. He really said that. Derrick Henry, between the two of them, they should actually spare each other some hits and some abuse. Make it easier to go out there and play. Make things a little bit more unpredictable for the Ravens. They're going to be fun to watch with Derrick Henry there. They drafted Nate Wiggins. Shout outs to Nate. He's from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. We know we got to look out for the wide receivers. We know that Lamar Jackson has to be healthy. But his GM, Eric DaCosta, he spoke last week. And he says, Lamar Jackson, yeah, MVP this, MVP that. This man is trying to win the big one.
What I've noticed about Lamar really is more of an intangible thing, his urgency as a leader, his urgency with the other players. He's just really in tune with the other players. Every single day in practice, he's so engaged with the coaches. He's engaged with his teammates. You know, heck, he's engaged with me. We talk personnel. We meet after practice just the other day, talking about personnel. And he's got some great ideas and suggestions. And he just really wants to win badly. And I think I'm seeing that. Like, as a player, I've always known that. But now I'm seeing his personality kind of come out more, where I can really get a sense that this guy is so hyper-focused on this season and really, you know, working to get a ring.
I mean, I would think so. As Hickey mentioned earlier in the show, Lamar Jackson is moving into year number 7. I'll never forget the first time that we ever saw this man put on an NFL cap and know where he was going to go after he had to sit in the green room in the NFL draft. Lamar Jackson said the goal is to win a Super Bowl. From 2018 to 2024, why would that be any different? Let's see if they can do it. I got the Ravens at number 4 on my list. What's next?
Number 3.
Top 6 NFL teams in 2024. Now, this isn't a team that's been kind of waiting. This isn't a team that's just been developed. They have been developed. But historically, they have sucked. They have stunk. They've been a laughingstock. They've been a joke. They've been a disaster. And now they have expectations. And number 3 on my list, top 6 NFL teams, it's the Detroit Lions. Oh, how things have changed, right? Jared Goff wasn't sent to quarterback Siberia. Jared Goff was sent to a Super Bowl contender. I mean, the Detroit Lions are looking at a wide receiver and they're making him one of the highest paid of all time in Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're trying to improve that defense, especially in the middle that stunk last year, to help out Hutchinson by bringing in DJ Reader from Houston. They're going to hope that Marcus Davenport can actually stay healthy. The Lions ain't going to fall off. The Lions are going to compete. I expect the Lions to win the NFC North and go back into the postseason. Hopefully this time, old Gambling Dan doesn't go a little too hard when it comes down to the gambling. Hopefully this time, and going to an NFC Championship game, the first thing, or the first time they've been in 32 years, they don't blow, a 24-7 lead. They can score some points in the second half. The Lions are going to be competitive. They're going to be one of the best teams in the NFL. But, of course, Dan Campbell, he spoke today to the media, and he said, you know what? I don't care if JR and other people think I'm too aggressive. He told the ticket, I'm going to keep on going.
I'm going to be me at my core. It'll be hard to change that. However, every game brings its own ebbs and flows, and you get a feel of what the offense is doing, the defense, quarterback over there, how our quarterback's playing, the kicker himself through the flow of a game. But as far as, is this going to make me have some crazy shift? I don't feel that way. I really don't.
That man, and God bless him, I give him all the credit in the world for his consistency. Dan Campbell has not changed. It doesn't appear that he will change. Is it going to cost him bigger down the future? I don't know. We're going to have to find out. He certainly makes things entertaining. Old gambling Dan Campbell. I got the Lions number three on my list. Top six NFL teams in 2024. If I got the Lions at three, where are we going next?
Number two.
If I start naming the roster, it's obnoxious. It's the 49ers. I got the 49ers at number two. This is a team that went back to the Super Bowl. And all they do as a franchise, as an organization, is go to the Super Bowl. The Niners have been to the Super Bowl eight times. The second most ever. Okay? They started off with five straight victories. And then more recently, like over the past decade, they've been losing. We have the Harbaugh Bowl in New Orleans where the lights went out. They lost. That was in 2013. They lost to Kansas City 4 years ago. They lost to Kansas City a few months ago. We talked about this with Matt Verderam. The San Francisco 49ers, they got to start winning something. I mean, it's not like the Buffalo Bills. You go four consecutive times and lose. But come on, man. The 49ers got all this talent. You got to win. Brock Purdy, you're paying him pennies. You got to pay this guy next year. Just paid Ayuk and Trent Williams and George Kittle. Deebo Samuel eventually going to want to get paid again. Like they got so many weapons. And Trent Williams is there to protect him now. It's just they're stacked. And Trent Williams is a part of his press conference yesterday. He said, yeah, I'm back. I'm making my money. 49ers, nice deal. Thank you. 3 years, $82 million. But now that I got paid and will get paid and feel comfortable, it's time to finally win something, damn it.
I want to play until I'm 40. I want to be, you know, seeing Whitworth win the Super Bowl at 41 or 42. You know, it's like, why not me? You know, so who knows if you get compensated at the top of your position at the age of 40. But, you know, I don't think that matters to me. If I can still be out there, I just want to continue to knock barriers down.
Yeah, knock down all the barriers. This man is still one of the best offensive linemen, best offensive tackles in the entire league. He's 36 years old. He's going to be doing this. They signed him to when he's 39 years old. Must be nice to be 6'5 and 300 and a million pounds and just move people. Good for him. And good for the 49ers. They'll be competitive again. Unless they choke. There's going to be somebody, some team somewhere, somehow, expected to do amazing things that an injury will take them out. I hope it's not the Niners. Let's see how competitive they will be. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, it's time to share with you who I have at number one on the list. We'll do that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Come on now. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. We can all have fun. Watch the NFL tomorrow. Things kick off. We got the Ravens in Kansas City on Friday. We got a game in Brazil. All about fun. Yeah, the JR Sport Brief Show is all about fun. Because right now I'm sharing with you a top six list, and I'm going through the top six teams, my top six NFL teams in 2024. I'm about to share with you who I have at numero uno, and we'll get there momentarily. But before I do that, I need to let you know this. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Your guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Give you a quick recap if you just tuned in. And if you need the explanations, if you want to hear from some of the players and analysts and the coaches and what have you, hit Rewind Odyssey app and you can get the full list. At number six, top six NFL teams in 2024, I gave you the Texans, emerging young team. I think we have a second-year head coach and a second-year quarterback who are just going to continue to kind of build things together and grow for the future, D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud. And number five, I gave you the Philadelphia Eagles. I think last year was a little bit of an aberration, a disappointment coming off of a Super Bowl run, or at least an appearance in the Super Bowl, that Super Bowl loss. I don't think they were prepared for how they were supposed to bounce back. I think this year, especially on the offense now with the addition of Saquon Barkley, I think they'll bounce back just fine. And number four, I gave you the Ravens. Adding Derrick Henry into the mix with Lamar Jackson, I certainly think is going to improve the offense. And I think it's going to improve the durability and the availability of Lamar Jackson late into the season. We saw what took place last year, some of the offensive play calling, the AFC Championship game, quite disastrous. They just going to run the ball down people's throats. I got the Ravens at number four. At number three, I gave you the Detroit Lions. Old gambling Dan Campbell, we played his sound on the other side of the break. He said he's not changing. He's going to still be aggressive in order to go out there and win football games. He has enough talent to cover up mistakes and being overly aggressive. Hopefully it just doesn't come at the wrong moment and at the wrong time. I got the Lions, number three on my list. And number two, the team that went to the Super Bowl and lost, the San Francisco 49ers. I have them at number two on the list. Would anybody be shocked if they went back? They're basically returning the same team. And I guess you got a few guys who are actually also happy about their contracts and what they picked up. Someone like Brandon Ayuk and someone like Trent Williams. Or maybe the motivation isn't there. I know Brock Purdy, he's motivated. This man is finishing up his rookie deal, making a little less than $1 million. If he can have any type of the success that he had last year, Brock Purdy is going to get paid $50 to $60+ million a year. Brock Purdy's life is about to change big time if he can have a big old season. I got the 49ers number two on my list here. And in a big, gigantic shock to the entire world, if I have the 49ers at number two, there's only one left.
Number one.
Come on. There's not even any suspense. There's no surprise about this. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Come on. That's it. I don't even have time to roll through all of the accomplishments of Mahomes and Reed and what can happen. But I will tell you, if there was a weakness that they can and should improve and that they have improved upon, it's that wide receiver. I am very interested in seeing what Xavier Worthy can bring to the team out of Texas. That's the guy. We saw what happened. The offense has hit the skids when Tyreek Hill left. You bring in Rashee Rice. You don't know the availability of him due to being a knucklehead driving a vehicle. We don't know if he'll be suspended. Bring in Hollywood Brown, who they hope throughout the course of the year is actually healthy. But to have a game breaker, a speedster, a man who just said, I'm going to break the combine record for speed, a 40 time, and Worthy, it's a dream for Mahomes. He's going to find him in spaces, and the guy's going to be off to the races. He hasn't had that since, I'll say it again, Tyreek Hill. Is it difficult to say the Chiefs are the favorite to go out there and win a championship again? That the Chiefs are going to be the first team in modern championship history and Super Bowl history to win three Super Bowls in a row? The answer is no. Patrick Mahomes, since the beginning of training camp, he says, you know what? Based on how we performed offensively last year, he says, we're ready to go and we got something to prove.
I mean, obviously, the end result was awesome, but, I mean, I think a lot of us still have a weird feeling in our mouth because, I mean, we really didn't play the football the way we wanted to play all year long, and it wasn't fun. I mean, every single week having to try to just continue to get better and better and results not paying off the way you wanted to, it wasn't a lot of fun. We have a lot of those same guys back, and they know how that felt, and so we're going to try to prepare ourselves better this year so that we can play better throughout the season and obviously try to end with the same result.
Last season when they won the championship, the defense held them down. Chris Jones got his contract, he got his money, and I guess he said, I'll be here in the middle for y'all, don't worry about it. They were second in points against. Typically, their defense has been relatively average, and the offense has been one of the best. Last season when they won the championship, their defense, just looking at points allowed, was second. And looking at points scored, their offense was pedestrian. It was only ranked 15th. That's in the middle of the pack for the league that has 32 teams. You don't think they're going to turn that around? I'd be shocked if they weren't in the top 10. I'd be a little surprised if they weren't closer to 5 or maybe higher than that. This is a balanced team. And they continue to rewrite history. With no Tom Brady and no Belichick and no New England Patriots, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're the ones who are currently running the NFL. And barring an injury or some massive turnover, they're going to be competitive for as long as Reed is there. And then Patrick Mahomes. Expect it. And give some credit to Veach as well, their general manager. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get Hickey's thoughts on a team that he may have or may put in or taken out. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a call. I know there are a few teams that I have right outside the top six. We're going to talk about it all. I just gave you a top six list of NFL teams for 2024. Let me know your thoughts. On the other side of the break, we'll get to that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm glad you love the list. I'm glad you love it. Whether you agree or disagree, I'm glad you love the list. Yeah, I just gave you a top six list of NFL teams in 2024. Teams that I feel good about potentially winning the Vince Lombardi Trophy. If you missed the full list and the explanations and the audio and the fanciness, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you the Texans. At number five, I gave you the Eagles. At number four, I gave you the Ravens. Number three, I gave you the Lions. At number two, I gave you the Niners. And at number one, I gave you the team that just won the Super Bowl and is trying to repeat. I gave you the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, there's a few things I think we all know about the NFL season. One of these teams probably ain't going to even make the playoffs. One of these teams is probably going to have to unfortunately deal with a catastrophic injury, whether it's early or late. This is the nature of football. It takes a little bit of luck to go a long way. And so there are some teams here that I omitted that could go on their own Super Bowl runs. Do I feel less confident about them? For instance, a team like the Green Bay Packers. I have them just outside the list. I didn't even rank them. I don't know. Could they be at 7 or 8? I don't know, but they're right outside. What are they going to do in the second year? And the question marks surrounding wide receiver, okay, is Christian or Romeo, are these guys going to develop into like true number ones? They should, right? Damn it, they might win the Super Bowl. I don't think so. But they're obviously one of the best teams in the league, but I don't got them in the top six. You know, you think about the Cincinnati Bengals. I know currently right now they're dealing with a contractual dispute with Ja'Marr Chase. And Joe Burrow, over the past couple of years, he's had these little knick-knack injuries. They could certainly go on another run, although I don't have the same confidence in their entire roster. I don't, especially now you got a guy like Joe Mixon is gone. He's on the Texans. Yeah, there's some other teams. What are your thoughts? 855-212-4227. Phone lines open. That's 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Alan from Toronto. Alan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Terry Pegula, this is going to bring a smile to his face. I really think Buffalo is going to get over the hump this year. I can hardly wait till November 17th. Kansas City pays us a visit. Last year we were there on December the 10th, and we beat them 20-17. Who's to say we can't do it again? And they're our nemesis. You know,
okay. Well, tell me why. Forget that. I don't care about that. Tell me why. The team. I'm not talking about beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Tell me why you feel confident about the Buffalo Bills being one of the top teams in the NFL this year. Given some of their defensive departures, why do you feel that this is the year? Their offensive guy who left in Stephon Diggs, and yet you bring in Keon Coleman. Why do you feel confident about them?
Because they're a team on a mission. That's why they're Josh Allen is facing his greatest challenge. He's been an absolute juggernaut since he arrived here in 2020, and it's time for him to step up. And second-year tight end Dalton Kincaid, he's going to be a lot better this year, and he's got the experience. And they run the ball very well too. James Cook is as good as anybody. So it's I just have that gut feeling. That's all that they're going to.
Okay.
They're a team on a mission, and they're going to really give them a sincere, determined effort this year. And sometimes a sincere, determined effort does help. So that's
okay.
Just my gut feeling. That's all.
Well, thank you, Alan. Appreciate you for calling from Toronto.
I'll be there on Sunday. September the 8th. I'll be there on Sunday. We're
going
to be playing Arizona. I can hardly wait.
Good.
I'll be
I thought you were going to tell me you were going to be in Brazil, but it doesn't sound bad being in Buffalo. Enjoy the game. Yeah, call us next week, okay?
Sure, I will. Yeah.
Okay.
Great
Thank
show
you.
And continue
Thank
the good work. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
JR.
Of course. Thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. He says he has a gut feeling. It's down deep in his gut. That the Buffalo Bills, and they just might, get over the hump. This is the year. Maybe you don't see him coming. Maybe Keon Coleman is more than a funny guy. He had that interesting interaction with a reporter a couple of weeks ago who said, hey, well, when is it not going to be funny quotes and jackets and, donuts and cookies? And when is it just going to be Keon Coleman a football? He says, when has it not been Keon Coleman a football player? And everything that you hear is that he is ready to play football. He has been ready to play football. And his personality has nothing to do with how he prepares to step out onto the field. And so maybe the Buffalo Bills will benefit as a result. There was certainly a massive shock this past draft when they made a trade with Kansas City and they decided to, allow Xavier Worthy to go to a rival who they have difficulty beating. And they ended up with Keon Coleman, who all things considered, he might be a better fit, a bigger, physical, more wide receiver than a speedster to play up in that weather in Buffalo. Look, do I think the Bills are falling into the abyss? No. I think the Buffalo Bills will still be a good football team. Would I be amazingly shocked if they went to the playoffs and gave somebody a run? No, not at all. They got to do it already. There's nothing else for them to do but actually go to the Super Bowl and win it. I mean, for the past year after year after year, it's Josh Allen, MVP, and, Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl contender. Well, them days are over. Now you guys just got to go out there and do it. You think about some of the defensive departures. Unfortunately, a lot of those guys over the past couple of seasons have been hurt. The Hydes, the Poyers. Maybe he comes back, he says, I'm not really retired, I only come back to play for the Bills. So we don't know that. We don't know. Let's see what they do. And at the same time, you think about the defense, you have an aging Von Miller who's been dealing with injuries. Let's see what happens. The Buffalo Bills will be okay. Top of the heap, top six teams? I wouldn't put them there right now. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Abraham is calling from Buffalo. Abraham, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Hey, JR. I actually wanted to thank you for not putting the Bills on the list. I might be the only fan that doesn't want their team on the top six list, but I do get a little tired of the guys on the local radio here, you know, hyping them up all the time. I mean, give them some breathing room, you know. Be honest about where the team's at and just be hopeful for some good-to-watch football games this season.
Yeah, I mean, what's the you tell me. What are you optimistic about when it comes to the team? What do you expect from the Bills this year?
So, I mean, I just like to watch a good competitive football game. So, that's not what you asked, but I was born in 99, which was the last year that the Bills went to the playoffs. So, you know, before they ended their drought. So I grew up with my dad just being angry at the TV all the time and making jokes about, you know, when the late game would come on, geez, at least we get to watch some professional football.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm just happy to watch the Bills play some competitive, you know, high stakes, exciting football. You know, I'm just happy with that. It'd be great if they went further, but I mean, can we just be honest about where they're at and be happy with it? You know, I'm pretty excited about it.
Okay. Well, let's see. I think over the past couple of seasons, they've had their greatest and best chances, and let's see how they can keep it rolling. Abraham, thank you for calling from Buffalo, man. You take it easy.
Yeah, you have a good night.
You as well. And shout-outs to everybody in Western New York who throws themselves through tables, flaming tables. Quite dangerous. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jake is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jake, go ahead. Jake, you're live on the radio.
Hello?
Yep, you're live. Go ahead, Jake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is, I'm thinking like this. Our coaches made too many mistakes the past.
Whoa, Jake, slow down. I assume you being from, you got to remember, there's people listening all over the country. I assume you're referring to the Baltimore Ravens.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
And I think our coaches get the message this time. We had a brilliant offensive coordinator coach at one time, Frank Temple Philly. And all I see him do is look at plays going on. I see other coaches out there got the clipboard to their face. Nobody knows what they're doing. And Al just walk up and down the line. He heard too many times that, you know, he needed to start – cutting some of these plays that's going on out here because it's his responsibility. He's a real boss.
You're talking about Harbaugh.
Oh yeah, no question about okay. it. I wish we had his brother.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay, all right. Well, I mean, you got one at quarterback, so I think you're okay in that regard. Okay, and Todd, you got to remember this, Jake. I mean, we can and thank you for calling from Maryland. We can all look back at the AFC Championship game. Why Lamar Jackson was throwing the ball around a million times, we have no idea. That's not his bread and butter. I would think Todd Monken and his second go around, I think they do things a little bit different. I think all things considered, when you look at the year that Lamar Jackson had as an MVP, you have to take that into consideration. And the 2024 season doesn't start until tomorrow. So I'd say let's just pump the brakes. Let's wait a minute, wait a while. Wait a second, a day or two, or 24 hours, and see what the Ravens do. Wait a few months. Let's see what they do throughout the course of the year. I mean, everybody was getting ready to have the last offensive coordinator fired. They were showing up to the building, putting up posters, give this guy the boot. New day, new time, new era. I feel more confident. I had this conversation with Matt Verderam in the last break. Well, not the last break, but the last hour. Man, I feel better. I feel better about the Ravens than I do the Buffalo Bills. I think the roster a little bit deeper, and I think they got a little bit more help there. I feel good about them. And I mean, man, if you take a look at the past bunch of seasons, if I go back to 2021, the best records in the NFL, the Chiefs have a record of 37-14. I got them number one on my list. The Dallas Cowboys have 36-15, a record of 36-15. This is the only team that hasn't had a conference championship appearance. The Bills have been 35-15. Like, they have reached the point of, we don't care. Win something. The 49ers, 35-16. The Eagles, 34-17. Like somebody else has to win something besides the Kansas City Chiefs. We got to get there. 855-212-4227. Jay is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just had to balance out this Buffalo nonsense and just slap a little reality into the state of New York that the Bills are, excuse my language, junk. Sean McDermott, junk coach. Just time to sell the franchise. Go Ravens. And Patrick Mahomes, take it deep.
Okay. All right. Into the end zone, of course. Into the end zone. Deep into the end zone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list of my NFL teams that I think have the best chance of winning the championship in 2024. You can continue to call me up on the other side and give me your thoughts. You can't put everybody on a top six list. Obviously, people feel a certain way about the Bills. I'll get Hickey's thoughts on the other side. You know, there's a team that ain't winning nothing. They had an accomplishment for a guy who's never played an NFL snap. We'll get into that. And then speaking of the Bills, there is some good news. We'll talk about it in the next hour as well. And a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.